This is our first Christmas in our new building. So this year we had to figure out how we were going to do all the decorations, how we were going to put up the garland and the wreaths, and how we were going to put the trees behind the altar and the poinsettias and the flowers. And I think it all worked out real well. But it was our first time, and so we're just kind of experimenting. And if this is your first time, it's our first time too. So we're all in this together. On Christmas Eve, we come together, and every Christmas Eve we tell the Christmas story. The Christmas story is basically answering one question. And the question is, where is God? Luke tells a story in his gospel, sort of like a movie director. You know, a movie director tells the cameraman where to focus the camera and whether he should move in or out. And then the movie director goes into this editing studio and he edits the film. And out of that comes the complete story. And in his gospel, Luke is kind of like a movie director. He tells us where to focus our attention, moving the camera in and out. He starts with kind of a wide-angle lens of the whole Roman Empire and shows us the big picture. And then as we go through the gospel story, he focuses in more and more and more until we get to the manger scene in Bethlehem. And we see Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. He starts with this wide-angle shot, maybe of a map of the Roman Empire, all the countries that are clustered around the Mediterranean Sea. And he zooms in for a minute on Rome. And there is the Emperor Augustus sitting on his royal throne, and he's issuing a decree. I decree that all the world will be registered in their own towns, each according to their ancestral family. Now, Caesar Augustus understands himself as God. Caesar is Lord, is the creed of the Roman Empire that everyone knows and everyone says. And if you ask Caesar Augustus, where is God? He would say, well, right here, I am the Lord of the Roman Empire. So then Luke zooms back out and he shows us the province of Syria. Syria includes the nation of Israel. And he zooms in until he comes to the city of Nazareth in Israel. And Quirinius is the governor of Syria. And Quirinius, as a governor, is in charge of the province of Syria. But he's beholden to Caesar Augustus. And of course, so he also says, everyone will go to their own city to be registered according to their family origin. And then we look in the city of Nazareth, we see a town of small houses built of stone with log roofs with mud over them, and people going through the streets on foot. Some are leading donkeys. And we zoom in even further, and until the movie camera goes on a man leading a donkey with a young woman on it. And of course, that's Joseph and Mary, who's pregnant with her child. And then they're on their way to be registered according to their family of origin. Joseph's family of origin is in Bethlehem. And so they're on their way. The camera zooms out and it shows us the 90 miles between Nazareth and Bethlehem and the journey that they have to take. And we see them on the journey. 90 miles probably took them a week of traveling. Now, Luke tells us that Bethlehem is the city of David. And when he tells us that, he draws us into this web of history and prophecy. Because the city of David is where, according to the prophets, the king of Israel will be born, who will lead the people of Israel and bring them salvation. So the name Bethlehem is loaded with significance. And the camera zooms in and we see Joseph and Mary approaching the city of Bethlehem. Joseph is weary. You can see him trudging along. Mary is drooping on the donkey. They're tired after their journey. And they go through the streets of Bethlehem that are crowded, and they find the house of a relative of Joseph. And they look for a place to stay, but it's all full. And so they're told, you can stay in the stable in the lower part of the house where the animals are kept. And so as the sun sets, they go into a stable and find a place to lay down in the warm straw. You know, we have this image in our minds of, oh, little town of Bethlehem, above whose deep and dreamless sleep the silent stars go by. And it sounds so idyllic and so peaceful and so beautiful that we don't think about what the people's lives were like. But I wonder about those people huddled in their houses on a dark night, and what was life like for them? Did they worry about the soldiers that were garrisoned nearby? Did they worry about the rumors of unrest and the changes that were happening so fast and their precarious future? I suspect they did. And did they ever wonder, where is God in all this? And when is God going to save us? Where is God? And we think of Joseph, so steadfast and so faithful and so obedient, never wavering. But I wonder if even Joseph might question himself sometime. Did I hear that dream right? Did I make the right decision? Where's God in all this? He might have questioned that too. And Mary, even though we know that she was devoted and that she gave her life to God, I wonder if also she might be wondering, you know, giving birth for the first time in a strange city and her family not around, what was it like for her? Did she wonder, you know, why am I here? Did I hear that angel right? Where's God for me now? You know, the premise of religion is that there is a God and that God is among us. God is with us. But sometimes it's the absence of God that we experience and not the presence of God. You know, the world around us doesn't really need God. We have science, we have technology, we have a booming economy and, you know, the dominant American power in the world. Why do we need God? I think if you ask people, you know, where is God? Some people might say, well, God is in my heart. It's my private understanding. Some people might say, well, God is out there somewhere. Some people might say, there is no God. We look for God in organized religion, in the church. And even there, sometimes we're disappointed. The church turned out to be not what we thought it was going to be, or not what we thought it should be. And we ask, where is God? Where is God for us today? We look around and we see injustice and a fraying social fabric and environmental destruction. And we wonder, where is God in all this? Well, Luke has an answer for us. Luke zooms the camera in on Mary and Joseph there in the stable, and Mary looks up at Joseph and says, "The baby's coming tonight." And Joseph leans in closer to Mary. The camera cuts to the hillside outside of Bethlehem, and we see flocks of sheep bedded down and the shepherds watching over them. And the camera focuses on the shepherds' faces. You know, these are ragged people, and their faces are full of character and craggy features. They're used to adversity and living in the outdoors. They're kind of at the bottom of the social heap in Israel, sort of like the homeless people we have on our streets. They don't have hardly any possessions, only what they can carry with them as they lead the flocks to pasture where they can have something to eat. And all of a sudden, the camera looks up in the sky, and it's lit up by the glow of an angel. And the angel speaks to the shepherds and says, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news. Tonight in the city of David is born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And you will find him wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger." And then Luke shows us the entire sky, and it's lit up with thousands of angels. And they sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth." And then Luke brings the camera in on the shepherds as they start running into Bethlehem. And we see them running and stumbling and falling and picking each other up and finding their way into the dark streets of Bethlehem until they come to where the glow is coming from, the glow of the stable. And they come in, and there finally Luke shows us the stable in all its warmth and all its beauty. And we see the peace of God there and the love of God there. Mary and Joseph around the manger with the baby Jesus in it. The animals standing around and the shepherds kneeling there. It's like a tableau or a scene that Luke has prepared for us to tell us this is where God is. God is here. You know, Jesus is God's way of telling us, "I'm here, I'm with you, I'm present." The story of Christmas is not just a story that happened 2,000 years ago, but it's a story that's continually happening. It happens anytime a humble heart is opened to receive Jesus, to receive the Christ child, and to know the peace and the love and the forgiveness of God. Jesus, the Savior, is born in our homes and in our hearts, and whenever we come together in the name of Jesus, as we are tonight. And so, when we ask that question, where is God? We know the answer now. God is present. God is here. God is with us tonight and always. Amen.